The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy. I'm here with my husband, co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Morning, Jackie. How are you?
How are you?
I'm okay.
It's September 9th, and it's, you know, the anniversary of 9/11. Do you have anything you want to say?
Well, I was a fireman on September 11th, 2001 in the city, and it's hard to believe that it's 16 years later, and lots of people think of it as just, I guess, the way I thought of Pearl Harbor when I was a kid, you know, it was just something in the history books. But I think it's important that we never forget what happened that day, the sacrifices everybody made, and all the people who were lost on that day, because I know I'll never forget.
343
firemen. 28 police. There was 35 or 36 Port Authority police who were killed, plus the thousands of civilians who were killed. Terrible, terrible day.
And it's hard to believe that it's 16 years.
Yes, it is.
We have with us Colleen Baumert calling in from Harrisburg. You are the director of home ownership program at PHFA.
Hi, Jackie and Pat. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being back with us. It's not going to be this somber for the rest of the show.
No.
But we always have something to say on 9/11 because it touched our lives. Very close.
Yes, I mean, there's thousands of firemen who are sick, and I'm one of them who was sick from working down there. But you know what? There's nothing I would do differently. I would do it all over again.
I know. It was a sad day, and we've lived with that day forever.
Changed my life.
Changed our life. Okay, we're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we review many topics related to real estate. We have been assisting, advising, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
All right, let's get back into the groove. During the week, feel free to give us a call at 570-344-6724, or you can send any questions you have for us. You can send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see if they're still doing construction at the corners.
Unbelievable. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, jruddy.com. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Okay, Colleen Baumert, calling in from Harrisburg. You are the director of home ownership programs at PHFA. Last week, we had a great discussion with you. You talked all about PHFA, what it is, what it isn't, and all the different neat programs that you have. And we're going to continue that discussion today. Some of the things, you know, just to recap quickly in case a listener out there didn't tune in last week, you have competitive interest rates, below market interest rates a lot of times, depending on the program. You need a minimum FICO of FICO score of 620. So anybody with a 620 or above may qualify as long as they meet some income guidelines and different counties, different guidelines there. It can be used with a conventional FHA, VA, or rural development loan type, and you offer down payment and closing cost assistance, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Do you do refinancing?
Yes, that is one mortgage option that we do offer. And the folks that are looking to refinance with the PHFA does not need to have a PHFA mortgage. So they can have a mortgage through ABC Bank, and they're interested in refining with PHFA. If they're eligible for our product, they may qualify. So that's one option that we're very happy to offer.
Okay, wonderful. So another neat thing about PHFA is that it has some assistance programs, and I'd like to talk about that for a little bit here. What type of assistance programs do you offer?
On the first show, we mentioned first-time home buyers not having that down money or not having the ability to cover closing costs. And PHFA sees the need for helping families getting to a home by helping them provide that assistance. So we have down payment and closing cost assistance through our Keystone Advantage Assistance Loan. It's not a grant, but it is a 0% interest rate loan where the borrower can receive 4% of the sales price, max at $6,000. So there's no interest on it. If the borrower receives the full $6,000, their monthly payment would be $50 a month in addition to their first mortgage. But in order for the borrower to qualify for the assistance product, they must be applying for a PHFA first. So they're used in conjunction with each other. They can't be paired with an outside PHFA product. It must be with a PHFA first mortgage. And for the borrower to be eligible, they must have a middle FICO score of 660 for the assistance. So that 660 requirement would be for the borrower as well as the co-borrower, if there's a co-borrower on the loan. Last week we talked about the first mortgage products and that this assistance program can be combined with those first mortgage products, such as the HFA Preferred, the HFA Preferred Risk Sharing, the Keystone Home Loan, as well as the Keystone Government Loan. And another caveat that we've added, earlier you mentioned the refinance options that we have available. This assistance program can be combined with the refi product. And you can't really find that out there with other investors.
All right. You were saying that not every bank offers these programs. So somebody would have to go to your website, which is phfa.org, to find one of the lenders who offers this, these programs?
Yes, that is correct. We list our participating lenders that are in our network, and the lender, the borrower would complete the application process with the lender, not directly with PHFA.
Okay. Does using a PHFA loan, does that add any time to the process?
Not really. The lender, of course, would complete their due diligence and underwrite the loan in their shop, but they want to add a day or two for PHFA to review that loan. So I mentioned earlier that PHFA completes two reviews. One review would be prior to closing, and the other review would be at the time of purchase. So we have a small shop here. We have about 8 pre-closing officers that would review that underwriting package that is submitted to us. And our turnaround time is very quick here at the agency. So the lender would need to add that day or two to their timeline.
So does PHFA offer home buyer workshops or counseling for people who want to look into this type of loan?
Yes, we do. PHFA is very big on education. We want to provide the borrower with all the resources that they need for this large obligation that they're moving forward with. We have a network of counseling agencies throughout the Commonwealth, over, I believe, 70 counseling agencies scattered throughout the state. And the counseling would be free for the borrower. So the type of counseling that we have available is credit counseling, foreclosure mitigation counseling. The counseling agency goes over credit report analysis, budgeting for mortgage payments. They help to improve their money management skills overall. So counseling, credit counseling, is a great option for many buyers.
So it's an option. It's not mandatory if you go with a PHFA.
Well, it depends on the program.
Okay.
For our
credit score,
it depends.
For our conventional product, we require the borrower to attend counseling. That's just one of the requirements for that program.
Okay.
And depending on what their credit score is, if they're below 680, it's required to go to credit counseling, and that counseling must be face-to-face counseling.
I could see that.
I understand. That makes mm-hmm. sense.
It does.
Wow, a government program that makes sense? I can't believe it.
Does PHFA offer any special programs for individuals with physical disabilities?
Yes, we have our Access Modification Program where the borrower can receive up to $10,000 to make modifications to the home based on their disability. And it's not the borrower that would need to be disabled. It can be anyone in the household. You know, some older parents may take on the responsibility of looking over their parent, and they need to modify their home based on their disability. So if they needed to widen the doorways, lower the kitchen countertops, put a stair lift up to the second floor, with our access modification funds, they can definitely do that. We had one borrower where she was a star athlete in her high school, and she was in a terrible car accident, and she was bound to a wheelchair, and she was about 19, 20 years old, and she did live with her parents for a little bit, but she wanted to live on her own, just like her other friends. And she worked with a PHFA lender and a PHFA, and a builder. She actually built her home, but she worked with a PHFA lender, and that lender provided our access modification loan where she was able to have a ramp up to her home, widen the doorways, lower the kitchen countertops, a stair lift, I believe they added. They even added a bathroom on the first floor. So these funds for the access mod can help so many folks that are disabled. We had this other family where they had someone that was hearing impaired, and they wanted to install a doorbell that lights up. So there's so many different assistive technology that is out there nowadays that can make it very comfortable for folks that have a disability. So we do have funds to help those that are in the need.
So up to $10,000, did you say?
Yeah, they can receive up to $10,000 for the modification. Also, if they're receiving the $10,000 for the modification, we link it with a access modification down payment. So they may be eligible for that portion, and that portion provides up to $15,000 for assistance. But they must be receiving the $10,000 to make modifications to the house. And again, that can be anyone that is in the household that is disabled. And these two products are combined with a PHFA first mortgage. So it can be a conventional product, an FHA product, or a rural development, a RD product.
Okay, good to know. Today, we're talking with Colleen Baumert. She's calling in from Harrisburg. She is the Director of Home Ownership Programs at PHFA. And how does someone learn more about the PHFA products that are available to them?
To learn more about our PHFA products and what we offer, you can visit our website at phfa.org. Or you can call our Contact Solutions Center at 1-855-827-3466. We have live folks that would be answering the phone and guiding you towards our website, as well as lenders that can help you with your needs.
Thank you, Colleen. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a very well-maintained two-unit building at 829 Columbia Street in Scranton for only $88,000. Each unit is two bedrooms with one bath. One unit has wall-to-wall carpet, and the other unit has beautiful hardwood floors and natural woodwork. There is also access to the basement for storage and a washer-dryer hookup. The home has a covered front porch and a two-car garage. That's a two-unit at 829 Columbia Street in Scranton for only $88,000, and that's listed by Amanda Rudis of our office. And I also have a three-bedroom home in a desirable location at 1720 Quincy Avenue in Dunmore for $139,000. This home is within walking distance to the Dunmore Public Schools. This is a lovely home with an almost new kitchen, a furnished lower level, covered front porch, a rear deck, a detached garage with off-street parking, and this home sits on a large 150-foot deep lot, and it also has a fireplace. That's a three-bedroom home in the heart of Dunmore at 1720 Quincy Avenue for $139,000. And that home is listed by Aaron Pierce and Edward Ruddy of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy. I'm broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fell realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back with Colleen Baumert, calling in from Harrisburg today. She is the Director of Home Ownership Programs at PHFA. Hello.
Hi, Jackie and Pat.
Thank you so much for 2 weeks of fabulous discussion regarding your loan products and assistance programs. This show this week, we're talking mainly about your assistance programs. The first half of the show, we talked about down payment closing cost assistance. We also talked about the access modification for people with disabilities, and up to $10,000 can be received for modifications to the home. Doesn't have to be the actual home buyer or applicant. It could be anybody in the family with a disability. Mm-hmm. Okay. You also have, we talked about refinancing. You have refinance programs as well.
Yes, we have a refinance products that the borrower can apply for, and they don't need to have a PHFA mortgage to apply.
And a lot of the PHFA mortgage rates are actually below the market? Depends on the program?
Well, yes, it depends on the program. For our mortgage revenue bond program, the Keystone Home Loan program, at this moment it is below market, but the other programs, the conventional options that we have available, it depends on the market. So those interest rates would vary. But for the refinance, it would be based on the market as well.
Okay.
But it is available for buyers.
You also offer mortgage credit certificates. What's that?
Yes, we have our mortgage credit certificate. We also call it MCC for short, and that is for home buyers that are looking to purchase a home. They would need to be a first-time home buyer, and what they would actually receive, what they can claim, is a tax credit up to 50% of the mortgage interest they pay each year. As you know, all of us pay mortgage interest. When you own a home, you pay mortgage interest, and when you claim your mortgage interest, you don't get that full amount back of the interest that you paid for that given year. You only receive a percentage based on the IRS. They have a formula, and they would determine how much of that interest you're getting back. But with this mortgage credit certificate, it's a dollar-for-dollar match against your tax liability, and it's capped at $2,000 annually. So when the homeowner is filing their income taxes, that's when they would claim the tax credit. But they would need to be a first-time home buyer to receive it. So this MCC is combined with our conventional options that are available for purchase, as well as our Keystone government loan. It can't be combined with the Keystone Home Loan, but and that's because they come from the same source of funds. But it can be used with the HFA products as well as the Keystone Government Loan.
So this mortgage credit, is it only for 1 year or does it recur or how does it work?
It would be for the life of the loan. The owner, the buyer, must occupy the home as their principal residence. If they decide to sell the home in year five, they wouldn't be eligible to claim the mortgage credit certificate. They must owner-occupy the home. So if they intend to live there for the full 30 years, the term of the mortgage, this mortgage credit certificate can save them thousands of dollars throughout the life of the loan.
Sure could. How about, do you offer affordable loans for sewer repair or hookup? We have a lot
that
of areas.
That could be very costly.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of areas that are
going from septic to public sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And township makes people do it, and they have to bear the cost of it. It can be very expensive.
Yes. Yeah, so sometimes it can run over to like $20,000, $25,000. And yes, it's very expensive. PHSA partnered with PennVest. PennVest is the Pennsylvania Infrastructure Investment Authority, as well as the Department of Environmental Protection. And we have the PennVest Homeowner Septic System. And this loan would provide homeowners to hook up to that on-lot septic system or connect to the public sewer for the first time. And for them to qualify, of course, they have to be the owner of the home. We provide a loan up to $25,000. So, Pat, you mentioned it can be very, very costly, and we provide them up to $25,000 for that hookup. And the terms of this would be a little bit different than our first mortgage. We provide up to 20 years for the term. And the interest rate is a low interest rate. It's not 0%, but it's at 1.75%, which is very, very low for the life of the loan.
Excellent.
And and this program has been taken off because, like you mentioned, there are a lot of rural communities that are requiring their homeowners to hook up to the public system.
Right, because if you have to hook up to the public system, then you have to get rid of your existing septic system. I mean, it gets very, very expensive. There's a lot involved.
Yeah, so the construction alone could be thousands of dollars, and it takes some time. But we have worked very closely with PennVest, and we have lenders. In order for the homeowner to apply for this PennVest mortgage, they would contact one of our PennVest lenders that are in the area. We have several that are in the area that are knowledgeable. And they would work with the municipalities to get the ball rolling to start with that construction.
Are there any type of homes that you wouldn't be able to offer this program to? In other words, manufactured, mobile, or would they qualify for this type of product?
An existing property, manufactured homes are eligible, but with the manufactured, they would be limited to 15 years for the term. So, yeah, those loan types would be eligible for PennVest.
Okay, good. Excellent information there.
Yeah.
What other type of assistance programs does PHFA offer?
We talked about home ownership, but we also help homeowners stay in their home. So we have our HEMAP program, and HEMAP stands for Homeowners Emergency Mortgage Assistance Program. And that is to help folks that may be in threat of foreclosure due to no fault of their own. Maybe they have someone that have passed away, or they are laid off and they're unable to make their mortgage payments. PHFA has this program set in place since 1983 to help those homeowners make their mortgage payment up to 24 months of assistance. And in order for them to apply for HMAP, they must receive an Act 91 notice, which is a foreclosure notice from their lender. And on that Act 91 notice, it would give them instructions on how to apply for HMAP assistance, which directs them to a counseling agency. So earlier we talked about counseling agencies providing counseling for mortgage, financial health, for budgeting, but the counseling agencies also helps the homeowners complete the application. They actually complete the application for them and submit it to our HMAP department at PHFA to be reviewed, and the officers would determine if the homeowners are eligible for HMAP assistance.
Okay, so you mentioned the hardship. So death would be one of them, obviously. A job loss would be another. How about divorce?
That can be an option as well, because we have so many life-changing situations that happen, and
illness, those would health, be considered. A decline in health, right. Illness. That would be a hardship. Is there anything that wouldn't be considered?
Money mismanagement may not be considered, but again, the counseling agency would determine if their situation would meet the guidelines for assistance.
So it's basically case by case. You have to take a look at the hardship and break it down.
Yes, absolutely. But it must be due to no fault of their own.
Got it. Okay, we had 2 weeks of excellent discussion with Colleen Ballmert. She's calling in from Harrisburg. She is the Director of Home Ownership Programs at PHFA. And how does someone find out about your programs or get in touch with someone at PHFA, please?
They can visit our website, which is phsa.org, or they can contact our Contact Solutions Center at 1-855-827-3466.
Thank you, Colleen. Pat?
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a lovely two-bedroom home at 917 East Elm Street in Scranton for only $59,000. This home is in moving condition, and it sits on a level 40 by 160 lot with a large fenced-in yard and off-street parking. This property also has a covered front porch and a rear deck for entertaining or just hanging out. The appliances are included in the sale, and the home is in move-in condition. That's a two-bedroom home at 917 East Elm Street in Scranton for only $59,000, and that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Thank you, Pat. According to PAR, that's the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, moving is more stressful than planning a wedding.
Call the mover.
How many times?
Call the mover.
Yes, but on average, what would you think? How many times on average do you think people move in their lifetime? Do you have a guess? DC sees the paper, so you can't you can't guess.
Four.
Six. You were close. Six. Six times on average Americans move during their life. 58% of couples who responded said moving together is a bigger challenge than the wedding that they planned. Most couples said that they had some of their worst arguments moving.
It's a royal pain.
For families with children, they have another layer of delight that they add to the move, and that is it takes them 8 days longer because of the children. 69% of respondents reported they prioritize their children's needs over their significant other's needs. Many struggle with downsizing their possessions.
Right, get a dumpster.
I could see
start
that.
Start throwing stuff out.
81% wanted to hold on to something sentimental, even if they're, if it was, from their child, even if the child didn't want it. 63% reported that they keep things they don't think they need, but just in case, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Gifts, family heirlooms, and clothing, they top the list of sentimental items. 52% describe their home as cluttered, and 61% think moving is a good opportunity to declutter. I've got news. Wherever you go, there you are.
That's right.
If you like clutter, it's going to follow you, right?
That's right. The stuff always follows you.
90% said they would get rid of their significant other's clutter if they knew their significant other wouldn't get mad.
Right. You get rid of the 90% would get rid of their significant other?
No, their stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we have a tip. If moving is in your future, 6 months to 2 years.
Call them over.
Start getting rid of stuff now.
Yeah.
Not then. Because when you're in a real estate transaction, there's a lot of other things that are going to distract you. Get all that stuff and get it out. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.